The following broadcast is paid for by the Van Deest Medical Center.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Focus on Health, the service of Van Deest Medical Center, where their focus is you now more than ever. I'm Pat Powers, filling in for Lori Foster today, despite the voice, just hanging in there, and I think Lori's better looking than I am. But anyway, we welcome you to our show for today. But joined by a smiling man, we have Doug Timmons, our Hamilton County Sheriff. And Doug, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
No, not too bad, but you're all glad that Ragbri is coming gone.
Ragbri is gone, and today's going to be even hotter than yesterday, and it's a good time. A lot of nice people on Ragbri. I wish we had a nickel for every time we got a thank you from the Ragbri riders for helping them out and directing traffic. And seen a lot of different faces, a lot of strange riders, but they all had a purpose and the good teams, and it was a good time. And most of all, it was, for the most part, it was a safe ride across the county, just a little bit warm.
Yes, it was, yes. No doubt. And I don't know what we're going to do this weekend here in Hamilton County. We have no fair. We have no community celebrations going on, which is probably
that big word. Let's relax.
Yeah, let's relax. No Sandhope celebration, no Stratford celebration, and I think we're all done with our celebrations here in Hamilton County, I believe.
Yep, just the state fair.
Yep, state fair.
State fair's coming up.
Yep, coming up in August, but that's down in Des Moines.
Summer has flown by.
Yes, it has, and school begins next month.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to talk about some things going on in the sheriff's office, and one of them, Doug, is coming up next week. Next Tuesday, actually, and that is the National Night Out, which is back after an absence of last year because of you-know-what.
Yeah, the pandemic. I don't even want to mention that word anymore.
Right.
Yes, on August 3rd, we're going to have our National Night Out. This will be our third one. This is nationally, this is the night it is held. And it's a community policing project. I guess the easiest way to explain it is to let everybody come see us. See, we're normal people. Come look at our stuff that we use and have a good time, have a light meal, a little bit of a dessert, and come out and meet everybody.
Mm-hmm. And there's several groups participating in that, Doug.
Oh, Pat, I don't know where to start. You know, we have, of course, us at the Sheriff's Office, Webb City Police Department, the Iowa State Patrol, the Department of Criminal Investigation, County Conservation, Motor Vehicle Enforcement, Van Deest Medical Center, Webb City Fire Department, Hamilton County Emergency Management, Ellsworth Jewell Stanhope Police Department, and that's just some of the organizations for the law enforcement side of it and the fire department of our public servants that are going to be involved in it. Some of the other activities, Crime Stoppers, Craig Bloffus, he's an awesome head of Crime Stoppers. He does a fantastic job. They're going to be having a nickel scramble. If you haven't seen a nickel scramble, they throw out a couple bags of sawdust on a tarp, and they throw in a bunch of nickels, and the kids get a cup, and they get to dig through the sawdust and find nickels, and the kids just love it. Hamilton County Peace Officers Association is going to be there. We're in the National Guard. We're going to have a climbing wall. They're going to be there. Peter from Stanhope, he's a paramedic down at Mary Greeley and also a first responder on Stanhope Fire. He's going to be playing music, and if you've never heard this kid, he's very talented. Community Family Resources, Power Up Youth, Special Olympics, Iowa State Extension and Outreach, Crisis Intervention, kind of some of the people that we use that help us out with either sexual assaults, domestic abuse. The people that are suffering from these or are affected by them, they can reach out to them in maybe a manner that it's not quite, it's kind of hidden, and they can reach out for them for help. A lot of people don't want to admit if they're a victim of those. So that they are great help. A bunch of the other things that we're going to have going on, Pat, we're going to have a light meal. I reached out to Dave Bergeson, who is an awesome supporter of Boy Scouts. He's been doing it for years. They're going to be helping with handing out meals, cleaning up after the fact. I got Stratford Stride going to come in and be cooking. The cattlemen are going to be donating a grill. And we're going to have Custom Meats has donated some brats. Thank you to Phil Vogie for doing that. Hy-Vee is some buns and water, and we're going to have a light meal. And Fairway's also donated to that. And Carl Chevrolet, I was reaching out for some type of dessert, make things different a little bit every year. I reached out to Carl's, and Brian Spangler they have a vintage ice cream truck. From what he's telling me, it's an ice cream truck that has been redone, and they're going to give us some ice cream treats. So I don't know what to expect on that, but I'm sure if Brian has anything to do with it, it'll be great.
I'll let you fill in because you got some other things going on too.
Oh, we have a ton.
I got a phone call to answer here.
I'm on my own, huh?
Yes, you might say that.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Carry on.
Some other things that we're going to have, Pat. We're going to have from Webb City Church of Christ. We're going to have face painters, a vintage sheriff's car, which we've had in the past. We'll be there again. And some of the other activities that we're going to have, there's going to be all sorts. Between the fire department having activities, mm-hmm. the Webb City Police Department having activities, and we're going to have handouts for the kids since this is targeted towards the kids to let them know, don't be afraid of your firemen, don't be afraid of your law enforcement or your EMS. We're here to help you. And if I'm missing anybody, I apologize. We've had a lot going on. Webb City Financial is going to be sponsoring a bouncy house, so that's something we're looking forward to. I just ask everybody to come out, have a good time. I checked the temperature yesterday, 80 degrees. So we might need sweatshirts compared to what it has been.
And parkas too.
Yeah, parkas, but it'll be quite enjoyable. And I hope Mother Nature cooperates with us.
I hope so too. So that's next Tuesday, 5 until 7 o'clock. And from what I was hearing you there, Doug, it sounds like there's some more businesses taking interest in this National Night Out event.
Yeah, I've had a good response. Everybody's been very receptive to donating stuff. And this is all, does not cost the taxpayers one dime. We have jail staff and deputies and dispatchers that are going to be there at our booth and having handing tattoos and stickers and all sorts of good things out there also.
I'll let you carry on to read those. Again, be right back, Doug.
And Greg Campbell from Ellsworth is working with Webb City Financial for the bouncy house. So, Pat, we're going to have all sorts of great activities. Come on down to Twin Parks, and we're going to be more located on the east side of the park since they're doing the shelter construction, so we're going to try to stay away from that. Come down Tuesday night and enjoy and meeting all your law enforcement and having a good time. Pat, that's a lot of things that are going on with National Night Out. Come on out next Tuesday. We're looking forward to seeing everybody. Mm-hmm. Come out, have a good time, and enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. So again, don't miss it next Tuesday evening there at West Twin Park. And many thanks to these wonderful sponsors. And again, the list you read off there, all of these law enforcement agencies, businesses, and other community-minded people helping out with this, Doug.
Yes, yes. And thank you for everybody for your donations. Come on out. Let's have a good time.
Absolutely. Now, coming up next Thursday there, Doug, is a very serious topic. The SALT meetings are back again. They came back back in June. I think that was the first one for quite some time. But in August, it has to do with human trafficking, right?
Yes, Pat. We're going to have Paul Gardner, an Iowa State trooper. He's their resource officer. He's going to be coming and talking to us about human trafficking. So we're going to start at 9 o'clock like we do as usual with blood pressures and coffee and donuts. And at 9:30, we're going to have a program by Paul. It's going to last probably 20 to 30 minutes. And if that name sounds familiar, about 15 years ago, Paul was here on the Webster City Police Department. And for about 15 years now, he's been with the Iowa State Patrol. Very, very conscientious person. And just it'll be a good program. So come out and listen to human trafficking. And every other month, we're going to have a SALT meeting. So be paying attention. Come on out. Our program's kind of struggling right now, and I think it's because of the pandemic that's going across. So come on out, share it with your friends. Come on out. It's at the Sheriff's Office Multipurpose Room, starting at 9 o'clock with blood pressures, coffees, and donut. And then at 9:30, we'll have our program. It'll last about approximately a half hour.
Fantastic. Should be a great day for that.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking with Hamilton County Sheriff Doug Timmons on our Focus on Health radio broadcast today. Now, we also have some other things going on with the Sheriff's Office. Of course, we covered National Night Out, which is next Tuesday, and then the SALT meeting, which is coming up next Thursday. Now, what else do you have this morning, Doug?
Pat, our Sheriff's Office, we've been extremely busy. Everybody, if they pay attention to our roster on our Facebook page, that is just the tip of the iceberg of everything that goes on at the Sheriff's Office. We got great staff, and I'd like to thank all the deputies, the clerical, jail, and dispatch. They've pulled up their bootstraps, and they've been doing really awesome. and they're dedicated to the sheriff's office, and it's them who makes my job that much easier. And I'd like to thank each one and every one of each one of those. So some new things that are coming up at the sheriff's office. You guys are going to have a little different look when you see them out on the street. We're going to have some external carriers for our bulletproof vests. So what that is basically you think of a bulletproof vest like yesterday when it was 90 some degrees, is we're almost wearing a winter coat. So these are going to be external carriers. We can put our panels of our bulletproof vest on, and then we're going to be applying some of our stuff off our belt to the vest to take a little bit of weight off our hips. So we're going to have handcuffs and maybe magazines and radio. And if they get too hot and they're in the office doing some paperwork, it's only going to unzip, and then they can take it off and do it. And this is the bulletproof vest, and a lot of people don't understand this, they have a 5-year shelf life. So you're looking at about...
Yeah, you would never think about that.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, it's like an insurance policy. We have mm-hmm. to do it. And we do have a grant. We're going to get half of that paid for. So it's about $800 an officer just for the vest. So the whole project is, we're looking at probably over $10,000. But it's one of those things, we got to do it every 5 years to keep everybody safe.
And that's what really matters.
Yes, it does. It does matter. It makes me sleep better at night.
Do you have to change, how about for your weapons and everything? Do you have to do that every few years too?
Every periodically we'll change our weapons. We have Bill Derrick, Gary Johnson, and we're sending Zane Makita, one of our newer hires, to firearms instructor school. Bill is a Glock armorer, so Bill can go through our handguns and make sure everything is working correctly. He also does it with the rifles and the shotgun. So, and we have to go through and we qualify twice a year. With handgun twice a year, shotgun once a year, rifle once a year, and then off-duty weapons once a year. And then we also have jail staff who are firearm certified, who do our transports, and they'll help assist us with prisoner transports or if we have mental health patients that we need help with. Mm-hmm. So that's been something great.
How about calls over the past year? Have we seen an increase there, Doug, compared with the year before?
Absolutely. After the pandemic, we have been raising, our call rates have raised a whole bunch, and we're seeing all different sorts of calls. It's been kind of really busy, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. All sorts of calls.
All sorts of different types of calls, Pat. At the tip of the iceberg, from drunk drivers to chasing them down to, assisting the FBI with picking up some federal fugitives, to assisting the D&E with drug investigations or other counties with investigations and either drug or burglary investigations. We've had a ton of stuff going on.
And if they want to see the list themselves about what they do, then simply go to your Facebook
page. Yeah, they can go to our Facebook page. There's a lot of stuff that's on there. One other grant that we received, Pat, we just got 12 defibrillators from a donation from a family who had a traumatic event. They gave, I believe it was $10 million for the Iowa Department of Public Health to buy defibrillators for law enforcement. These defibrillators cost about $1,700 a piece. We got them in about a week ago, and I am the CPR and AED instructor. So these are something new I got to get all the guys trained in. So every squad car on the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department will have a defibrillator in them. And this is just one of the many hats that we wear. And it mm-hmm. does happen.
Yeah.
With the interstates going through and just us being, we could be really close to when somebody's having a medical event, then we have the tools to help them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So congratulations on that honor to get all those defibrillators in the sheriff's cars.
Yes. Thank you, Pat.
Mm-hmm. What else do we want to cover this morning?
Pat, we're looking for some good people. We just hired another dispatcher. She's in the process of getting trained. And that's a job that I wouldn't want to do. They have a lot of responsibilities yes. of answering, multitasking, answering the phone, answering 911, do emergency medical dispatching. So if you call 911 in Hamilton County and you're having a medical event, our dispatchers are trained to walk you through it. Kind of like the calming voice on the other side of the radio. You're having a once-in-a-lifetime experience, let's hope, and they're able to give you a step-by-step procedure of how to help the person or how to help yourself. And that is very good. Until emergency responders arrive, then they show up and they can take care of it. So we're also hiring jailers. We got two open positions right now. If you want to apply, either stop at the sheriff's office or send us an email. We'll get you an application. We're in the process of doing interviews, and we're hiring two right now, two part-time jailers. They work 60 to 84 hours. They get full benefits. It's come on out and join our team. We do all the training. We supply everything. We need some bodies.
So you need two jailers.
Yep, two jailers.
And what about dispatchers?
We're right now, we got one dispatcher in training.
Okay.
She just started here the first part of July, mm-hmm. and she's doing good so far. Like I say, it's not a job that I would want to do.
Right.
Some of the other things we've been getting some questions, Pat, is House File 756. It's Iowa's new permit law.
Yes, and I was about ready to bring that up, but you have a lot of concerns about that, don't you?
I do and I don't. You know, I'm a Second Amendment sheriff. I believe in the right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. This is just, there's some things about it that just cause me a little bit of concern. And one of those is, listen, you know, somebody has a troubled childhood, or right when they turn 18, they might have gotten a little bit of mischief. And now let's say they're later in their life and they figured their life out and they're doing good. They're just an average citizen. And they come in and they apply for a gun permit and they go through and they ask all the questions and something comes up. So what we do is we run a NICS check, which this does is run a nationwide criminal histories, mental, if you've ever been committed, just a whole barrage of different things that we look through this. And some of these, they can be, I have to do some research on them. And my three girls in the front office, Julie, Tracy, and Luann, they do a stand-up job. They will, hey, you know, pay attention to this one, or this guy had this gal had an assault charge. We need to look into that. So they give me a heads up if one comes across. So let's say this person did something when he was right at 18 and he forgot about it, or he didn't know what level it was. Let's say it's a felony. Well, you cannot possess a firearm or have a weapons permit if you're a felon. So that's kind of my concern. Yeah, you can go and you can be a permitless carry, but if you get stopped and they run a criminal history on you and you forgot about this charge, you can be charged with a felon in possession of a weapon. So a lot of people are still coming out and getting permits. The other aspect is this, is if you go buy a handgun from a federal firearms licensee, they're going to do the background check anyway. They have to. And from what we're getting, they're going to start charging the people to do that. And if you buy multiple firearms, it's easier to come out. Your permit to carry covers the carry, and it also covers the permit to acquire to purchase a weapon. If you just want to see if you have a prohibitor, you can come out and get a permit to acquire. It's $25. Those are kind of your options. This is kind of a new area, so we're treading lightly. A lot of times we're seeking advice from the state to see which way we should go or if we have questions about it. And that so far is pretty much a wrap of everything that we figured out about it.
Mm-hmm. And again, still, that went into effect, what, back in June, I believe?
July 1st.
Oh, July 1st.
July 1st, just yes.
A month. And how's response been since then?
I had a few questions, and that's pretty much the way that we answered it. We've had some people call in. We're still having a lot of people come in and get permits. So the other part of it is, too, if any state that recognizes Iowa permits, if you travel to those states, you're good. If those states require a permit and you don't have one, then you're not able to carry in that state. And people ask me, does New Mexico or California, do they recognize the Iowa permit? What I recommend is you call in that state and asking them or do some research to make for sure you're okay. You know, Minnesota doesn't cover them. Illinois does not. They don't recognize the Iowa permit. So call and ask before you make a trip.
What about if an Illinois permit can be used here in Iowa, too? They're Doug?
Iowa recognizes the other state's permits.
Okay.
Yes. And then, you know, even if you do have a permit, if you get stopped by law enforcement and you have a firearm in the car, what I recommend is you place both hands on the steering wheel. And if you have a weapon in the car, you tell the officer, hey, I have a weapons permit and I have a firearm in the center console. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Listen to the officer's directions. Do what he tells you. We're traveling along. We stop you. We don't know who you are. We don't know if you just got done having coffee with grandma or if you just got done committing a serious crime in another state or another city. So we want to go home at night to our family. So please be considerate and It's going to make us both be done with that situation and be able to go home safe.
Very good point there, Doug, to bring up. Also, anything else did you have?
Pat, we've had a lot of things going on. Pay attention to our Facebook page.
Right.
Like I said, with the fair's over, all of our town celebrations are over, and that was great getting back to it.
Yes.
Getting back to the somewhat normalcy of life in general.
Getting back to National Night Out for a moment, this has been a program, Doug, that's been going on for many, many years, and Hamilton County, as you mentioned, joined the bandwagon about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes, about 4 years ago. It was something that, my first year in office, I was going to do it, and if you heard the saying of drinking out of a fire hose, well, I was drinking out of a fire hose, trying to get my feet settled and figure out, get some things done in the office and get myself accustomed to being the sheriff. And the second year I was sheriff, we did this, and we had a great response. I mean, it was pretty cool to see everybody down there. Something new to do in Webster City, or something new to do in Hamilton County.
And this is all national, going on that first Tuesday in August.
That is correct.
I know Fort Dodge has it. I believe Des Moines does.
Yes.
I don't know how many Iowa communities has it now in counties.
A lot of the counties. If you live outside of Webster City in another county or another city, reach out to the police department or sheriff's department and see if they're going to have this event going down and go talk to them. Go see those fire trucks. When kids are growing up, they always want to be the policeman. They always want to be the fireman or the paramedic or the nurse or doctor. Come down and see what it's all about.
I believe this is going on a national program, if I read correctly, Doug, about a good 30 years, I think.
Approximately something like that, Pat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Started out in Pennsylvania, and it just became national ever since.
Yes, and it's a great community policing project.
Very good. So again, be a part of National Night Out this coming Tuesday. That's August 3rd from 5 until 7 p.m.
Correct.
All right. Anything else with the good of the cause there, Sheriff Timmons?
I do not think so, Pat, unless you have any other questions or comments.
I don't believe so, but again, please attend National Night Out coming up on Tuesday. Thursday will be the program about human trafficking.
Yes.
And that'll be taking place at the Sheriff's Office.
That's correct, at our Sheriff's Office multi-purpose room.
June they had it at Briggs Woods.
We had it at Briggs Woods, yep. Mm-hmm. We had it outside, and John Laird came in and put on a program, and John, and if you know John has got his heart into it. He loves what he does, and he does an excellent job.
He sure does. So that's coming up next Thursday, and if you want more information, simply go to the Facebook page of the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office.
That is correct.
Very good. Doug Timmons, pleasure to have you on our show this morning.
Yeah, Pat, and thank you for everything you do for the community.
Absolutely.
You're an icon.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes.
I appreciate that. So,
yes.
Very good. Doug, thanks very much. And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you this morning by Van Deese Medical Center, Webster City. Now more than ever, their focus is you. I'm Pat Powers. Have a good day.